The controversial chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is stepping down. Curtis Hebert, who championed an unfettered market for electricity, is resigning at the end of this month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Hebert is an unflinching advocate of deregulation, who once told a congressional hearing investigating price spikes in California, "If the truth kills Granny, let her die." Federal regulators in general approve of the free market, but the Mississippi Republican was the most forceful, speaking out against price controls, even as the price of wholesale electricity skyrocketed throughout the West. This past winter, he told San Diego business leaders to be patient and let the market work itself out.
The question is, are we going to put up with a little bit of pain right now to make sure and solve the problem? People keep continuing to say, well, Kurt, how about a temporary price cap? Well, the problem is I live in Washington, D.C., and that word is not in our dictionary, temporary.
But temporary is just what Hebert's term as chairman of the commission turned out to be. He's leaving less than 9 months after taking over as the commission's head. Already, the panel is moving in a more moderate direction. With two new members appointed this spring, for example, the commission has approved limited price controls on electricity. That's helped to lower wholesale prices. And spokeswoman Hillary McLean says California Governor Gray Davis is hoping for additional relief under Hebert's replacement.
I think it's fair to say that we're glad that he is going to be leaving and that the president will have the opportunity to replace him with someone who hopefully will be more open to the state's perspective.
Hebert will likely be replaced as chairman by former Texas utility regulator Patrick Wood, who joined the Energy Commission earlier this year. Consumer advocate Michael Shames expects the commission will maintain its general course towards a less regulated electricity market, but he thinks the commission will be more pragmatic and will take steps to ease the transition.
It makes it a whole lot less adversarial, less antagonistic. It will be a process and a direction that I think will be adhered to without people being beaten over the head to accomplish it.
The commission still has to decide whether California and other western states are entitled to billions of dollars in refunds for the high power prices paid over the last 10 months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.